This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz held talks on Friday focused largely on the war in Ukraine. Sitting next to Scholz in the Oval Office, Biden thanked the German leader for German support for Ukraine.
Beyond your military support, the moral support you gave to the Ukrainians has been profound. It's been profound.
Scholz praised the cooperation between Washington and Berlin.
Really important that we acted together, that we organized our lockstep, and that we made it feasible that we can give the necessary support to Ukraine during all this time.
As they met, the United States announced a new package of military assistance for Ukraine totaling $400 million. Indonesian officials have called for an investigation and an audit of state energy company Pertamina's facilities after a fire at its storage facility killed 13 people on Friday. The fire, which started Friday evening at a fuel storage depot in the capital, Jakarta, quickly spread to nearby houses. The blaze sent residents into the densely populated area into panic. Authorities initially put the death toll at 17, but revised it later to 13. Dozens of people were injured and hundreds were evacuated. Reuters reported the fire was extinguished by the early morning hours on Saturday. Iran's judiciary issued arrest warnings on Saturday for four former officials who were accused of facilitating the theft of $2.5 billion in public funds in one of the country's biggest ever corruption scandals. The government's anti-corruption agency said Saturday that an investigating judge in Baghdad has issued arrest warrants for four senior officials of the former government. The warrants do not name any of the officials. The country's current prime minister,